Bible Studies, exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Of the nation's more flu-infected states, and in...
You are listening to GCN.
On News Radio 590 K...
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. Israeli ground forces have effectively cut Gaza into two and are surrounding its biggest city. Troops and tanks are being backed by artillery barrages and helicopter gunships. Here's Aaron Heller.
Israeli officials are saying that 30 soldiers have been injured, two of them seriously in the fighting. They're claiming they've killed dozens of Hamas militants.
Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is telling his cabinet that he's aware of the risks of the operation, but says the ground offensive into Gaza is necessary to protect Israeli civilians. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who governs from the West Bank, is denouncing the Israeli offensive as a brutal aggression. Meantime, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says there must be an end to the conflict.
We need an immediate ceasefire. The blame game can continue afterwards, but this dangerous moment, I think, requires us to act.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
If you've been watching the news lately, you've been hearing a lot about the obstacles in our economy. If you'll listen for just a few seconds, I'll share the opportunities that this economic downturn is offering to those with the energy, courage, and know-how to take advantage of it. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. The 3-Step Plan helps people feel better, look better, and make more money. History has shown that our product line actually grows during an economic slowdown. Our newest product category actually grew 21% during the last 12 months, while most business categories were dropping like a rock. With the 3-Step Plan, you can help yourself and others develop another stream of income to survive and prosper in today's uncertain business climate. Don't wait for things to get worse. Check out the 3-Step Plan today. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Presidential inauguration is weeks away, but Amtrak and several airlines have been planning ahead. They're adding trains and extra services for the millions expected to attend. Here's Sophia Manos.
As a Virginia State Police spokeswoman puts it, pack your patience. Virginia troopers from across the state will be deployed to monitor expected gridlock outside Washington. On the Maryland side, commercial drivers are being urged to avoid the area altogether.
A woman standing among a crowd of Shiite worshippers has blown herself up in northern Baghdad. At least 35 people are dead and some 65 others wounded. Iraqi authorities fear the death toll could go higher. And British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says he supports closing Guantanamo Bay prison, but hasn't been asked yet to accept any of the detainees. President-elect Barack Obama has pledged to close the camp in Cuba. About 250 terror suspects remain at the U.S.-run prison. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
The pit bulls at the credit card company made my life miserable with their 25 calls a day.
If you are behind on credit card bills, call Acopia Consulting now. They could help you save thousands by settling your debt for less than what you owe. Individual results may vary, not available in all states.
I can't tell you what a relief it is to have that load off my shoulders.
Call for your free, no obligation consultation now. 800-431-9202. 800-431-9202. 800-431-9202.
And more on the Israelis and Palestinians, where Israeli Defense Force spokesman Colonel Oliver Rabowitz says they have sustained some casualties.
Till now, we just say that we have two badly injured soldiers and around 20 more lightly, and the operation is going on against Hamas.
Israeli President Shimon Peres says Israel is only trying to take Hamas out.
We have decided to try and eliminate this danger. We have nothing against the Gaza people. We wish them well. They're not part of the Palestinian politics.
Arab League Secretary General Amer Moussa says he does not think the Israel action in Gaza can be considered defensive.
It is unacceptable. And not really. This is a description that fits the forces of occupation.
This Jerusalem resident says Israel is right to take action against Hamas.
Israel cannot pose themselves as sitting ducks for the Hamas, and I fervency hope that we wipe them out.
Scores of demonstrators who tried to reach the U.S. Embassy compound north of Beirut have been turned away by tear gas. Lebanese officials say the demonstrators were protesting Israel's ground attack on the Gaza Strip. And police in Thailand say criminal charges will be filed against the owner of a nightclub where at least 62 revelers perished in a New Year's Eve fire. I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
71.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome and thank you for joining us. It is Sunday, January 4th, 2009. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, roughly. And we'll have open phones at 877-590-5525. Love to hear from you. All right, the three major issues that I have to go over today are obviously the invasion. The bombardment started 10 days ago, but the invasion yesterday at around 11 a.m. Central Standard Time here in the United States of the tiny strip of land holding around 1.5 million souls just north of Egypt, formerly part of Egypt, sandwiched between the Mediterranean Ocean, Mediterranean Sea, and, of course, Israel. And Israeli tanks, armor, helicopters went into the territory yesterday. They have now completed, as of a few hours ago, the encirclement of the three major cities, including Gaza City, that are there on the Mediterranean. So they have now encircled the 1.5 million souls. And instead of getting emotional about this, why not just look at the facts? Whether you're for the Israelis or for the Palestinians, we're just going to look at the facts today and discuss what is really happening. Because that's the big issue here. There's a lot of lying going on. Now, in tribal warfare, I would expect people who live in Israel to be for Israel. And I would expect the Arabs, Muslims, people in the Middle East to be for the Palestinians. The Gazans. But just as somebody on the outside of this, I know the United States has been for decades sucked into it, we need to go over the cold, hard facts of what's going on. So I'm going to do that. Also, Obama is announcing more details of his, that's right, every time you hear the word Obama, we're going to play his Imperial Battle March for you here on air. Barack Obama is giving us more details of his policies and what he's going to do. And there is some change involved. George Bush tripled the size of the federal government in 7.5 short years. Barack Obama is promising to triple the size again. So the only change is they're accelerating down the same highway. And there'll be some different rhetoric. And Obama brags that he does read the newspaper, and George Bush bragged that he didn't. They work for the exact same financial interest. So I want to go over Barack Obama and his national compulsory service. You know, his chief of staff wrote a book about it. He's given C-SPAN, ABC News interviews saying compulsory service for all Americans. Change.gov, the bizarre transition website, we've never seen that before with a newly elected president who's not been sworn in yet, you know, broadcasting from a done-up fake Oval Office and the rest of it, said that old people have to serve with the senior corps. They're going to have a corps for your junior high and high school students under federal indoctrination. And then you're going to have this million-person domestic spy force. I mean, we've got Obama on video saying it, but it was on change.gov. And then we talked about it and others talked about it, and suddenly they jerked it off. They pulled it down from the website. So I'm going to discuss, I mean, playing a clip from his own national radio address this weekend, well, that came out today. That's another thing. We've never had a president who's not in the Oval Office yet doing radio addresses, but he's doing it. His presidential radio address. And he says they're going to hire 600,000 new bureaucrats. That's the change. And he has the audacity to say, this is Washington not doing things the way it's been done before. So this is change you can believe in. And, you know, their chant, they have children in inner cities chanting in the government schools, yes, we can, yes, we can, while wearing Obama uniforms. Yes, we can take your guns. Yes, we can get rid of our borders. Yes, we can start more wars. Yes, we can audit everybody and squeeze and create hundreds of new federal fines, fees, and taxes. Yes, we can raise the gas taxes. Oh, that won't be a tax that hits the average person. Thought it's only the top 5% that are going to be paying the new taxes. All lies, all betrayal. And don't you dare, if you're a new listener, say, oh, this guy's some right winger. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no left and right wing at the highest levels of power. Both parties are owned by offshore private banks, the ones that have stolen $8.5 trillion as of early December. We haven't, in more than a month, we haven't gotten the new numbers. Previously, every week, they would announce $1.3 trillion stolen. That was 8 weeks in. But over $1 trillion a week stolen. And we don't know now. We haven't seen any new numbers in over 3 weeks. But $8.5 trillion stolen by offshore private banks with no oversight. But Obama says the $1 trillion he's going to take of taxpayer money to give to select corporations, he says there'll be oversight. He was the guy that honchoed the tie-breaking vote in the U.S. Senate to get the banker takeover bill, known as the banker bailout, which states that they are now the government. And Bloomberg has reported that the War Powers Act has been declared, meaning, but the new war powers have been given to the private Federal Reserve. I mean, that's a Bloomberg headline with a Fed chief over one of the Fed branches saying, we're not even involved now. The Treasury and the Fed governors in New York have declared the War Powers Act over Congress. Remember back on October 3rd when they passed the bill, the members of the House and Senate, Senator Inhofe, others came out and said we were threatened with martial law. Well, now war powers has been declared. We are under the control of foreign banks completely. Totally lawless. So we're going to cover some of that today. And this dovetails with it. Pat Robertson has hailed Barack Obama and says that it's of the Lord and that resistance is futile, that it will help America, and that Americans want to ease the pain, and that socialism will be unstoppable. That's a quote. Nothing can stand in its way, and that this will help America. And then they cut, because he literally says he goes to a mountain like Moses. We don't have time to play the whole clip. We're going to play part of it later. You can go to, it's up on WorldNet Daily. It's up on Infowars.com. We have it linked up there. Kurt's doing a story on it. It wasn't up there as of showtime, but he said he's doing it. But Pat Robertson says that he goes and God tells him what's going to happen. Of course, if you look at his past predictions, about 80% of them are wrong. He said what he said this year, we would be nuked. Well, 2008's over, so now we're 2009, didn't happen. Well, now he's saying in 2009, that socialism will save America, and that the Muslims are going to collapse worldwide. The opposite is happening, by the way. I'm not even really saying that's a good thing, but I'm just stating the facts here. And he says that it is of the Lord. Of course, he also does national TV ads telling you that global warming is real. We need to pay a global carbon tax. He does that with Al Sharpton. So a complete and total sellout. But the zombies he had out in his audience were just smiling when he said the God told him the economy would turn around and socialism would save him. And that's the main group that should be resisting communism, socialism, the internationalist, should be Christian conservatives, but they're not. I mean, Pat Robertson goes on TV and says, go ahead and thumb scan to buy and sell. It's of the Lord. I'm on video. He came out and said China has forced abortion, but they're doing what they have to do. I mean, I have the Huffington Post today criticizing the UN and eugenics and sterilizing people and forced abortion. The liberal Huffington Post. And I'm going to praise them later. It's as if I wrote this article. They got a lot of good people over there, like Max Kaiser and others. He'll really tell the truth. He's even attacking Obama now. I don't know how long he'll be there. Now, this is the supposed left. They're admitting the UN is sterilizing people and forced abortions. Meanwhile, Pat Robertson's saying it's of the Lord. Look, I'm sorry. Christians can tune out of the show. I'm not going to be for abortion. It's like when Pastor Hagee said a year ago that Jesus wasn't the Messiah. I'm sorry. I'm not going to drink your weird Kool-Aid, man. You're a bunch of cult members. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold
drive. I'm live, no matter where you live, whether you're an AM and FM listener, shortwave, satellite listener, you can always get the free podcast at Infowars.com. Just go subscribe there. And the four-hour weekday show will get served out to you. Listen to it how you want, when you want, where you want. Also, the Sunday show gets served out to all podcast subscribers, or you can individually just go download any particular show you want. There's a full archive posted there as well. And we just started a Twitter feed. I noticed there were some fan Twitter feeds with thousands and thousands of subscribers, so we started a week ago our own Twitter feed. There's a link up at Infowars.com. If you want to get all the news articles we write or news articles we post, the links to be fed to your cell phone or different type of handheld computer device, that really is the wave of the future. And I notice we're the number one radio talk show on Shoutcast. Overall ranked number 16 for all music, all talk, but number one talk. 24 hours a day, we're number one. And only about a third of my internet feeds are on Shoutcast. A lot of the systems we use aren't compatible with that, so that's too bad. We're number one, and that's only a third of our feeds. And at the same time, we are continuing to grow, so that is very, very exciting. There's a thing called Flycast, and that'll go to your BlackBerry or iPhone. You can go sign up and download that free app. We've got a link to it up on Infowars.com as well on the Listen page. Just click on the Listen link, and it's all there. The podcast, the streams, AM and FM affiliates, shortwave, it's all there. Okay. Forgive me if I sound a bit bamboozled today. Just cedar fever. You know, they claim it's these conifers that then us rednecks around here call cedars in Texas. When the German immigrants came in and the Czech immigrants, they cut down, I guess, most of the oak trees, put goats out, and they killed the black level of the soil till it was all rocky. And then this imported juniper that we call a cedar came in, and they claim that's where everybody's got the allergy. My grandmother's lived here her whole life and never had allergies, and now she has them. And I was just talking to Jaron in there, who helps run the show with Paul. He was saying, you know, he went out to the countryside this weekend thinking he'd get even sicker. He'd been sick with cedar fever all week, and he was better. So it's something it's mixing with, and a lot of mainline, you know, MD allergists will tell you it's the GMO food. There's a lot of studies that show it as well, that then triggers other naturally occurring substances in the environment. It heightens your capacity to have other things trigger the allergies. So I am going to have some allergists on the radio show in the next few weeks to talk about that, because it is serious. Serious business to affect your quality of life. And it's the same thing. I can go out to Fredericksburg, or I can go out to Llano for a week, and I won't have this. It's when I come into Austin. So is it the mix of the smog with it? Or I mean, who knows? I just know something's going on in this town, and I don't like it. I also get it in L.A. I know it's smog there. Every time I'm in L.A., I have a headache the whole time I'm there. And people are like, come on out to L.A., see us, hang out. Stay at my house. I'm no, I don't want to come out there. Unless it's on the beach. If I'm staying at somebody's house on the beach, That's clean air blowing in. It's when it gets in that bowl, those hills around L.A., it all just sits there cooking, never blows out, never leaves. You know, I got to pass all the calls here holding at 877-590-5525, and I haven't even gotten to my main story yet. What I'm going to do is take a few calls right now, then we come back, I'm going to get into what's really happening in Gaza. Then I'm going to get into national service, the trap that we're deep into, and what Obama's announcing. And then we'll get into Pat Robertson saying God told him socialism's going to save us. Let's go ahead now and go to Chris in San Francisco. Chris, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. Chris Cantu here, and I just want to let your viewers know I came out with a movie called The United States of Terror, which is available for Google on Google Video, and it was inspired by an article you did called The Timeline to Tyranny, basically all the laws that have been passed since 9/11 that got us to where we are today and what I call the United States of Terror.
Well, we are openly, and this was publicly admitted in Congress, foreign banks through fraud bought off the government have had contracts signed now where the private treasury rules the United States. The treasury has now been made private, just like the Federal Reserve, basically, and is outside government and has stolen $8.5 trillion we know of. That's, again, the last time the numbers came out. And we're in receivership. We're being looted like a third world nation.
We are. I also want to let your listeners know, Alex, that there's a document called Irregular Warfare Joint Operating Concept that was published on September 11, 2007, and approved by Robert Gates, who's, as you know, staying on as the defense secretary. So in it, it talks about conventional warfare traditionally being against other militaries, whereas now they are defining irregular warfare as those that go against the general warfare that goes against the general population.
Yeah, well, let's go further, and I appreciate your call. We covered this a month ago. It finally hit mainstream news last week. The Army War College says their main mission will be engaging the American people. They specifically admit, now, 91% of the American people want the borders controlled. Both parties don't do it. 80-plus percent want the wars to end. The two parties don't do it. 90-plus percent of Americans in Gallup polls want taxes cut, not raised. Feds don't do it because they're illegitimate. And so the military, the Naval War College, Thomas Barnett, he admits that they work for foreign offshore banks in the New World Order. That's what the New World Order is. It's just a fancy term for the corporate takeover of all Western countries, as well as third world and second world and old world nations. It's a hostile corporate takeover. And so they're now announcing all these years, oh, we're training the troops for domestic operations to fight Al-Qaeda. And then all of a sudden, oh, and for rioting and civil unrest, we're sorry, but we've changed the rules of engagement and we'll kill you. But that's freedom. And then it turns out in Denver and Minnesota and everywhere else, the police have been caught this year alone staging attacks on other police to claim that the protesters did it to set a precedent to attack protest. They just got caught in Greece, national television, going and taking off their anarchist outfits and getting in police cars. They have sledgehammers knocking out windows, attacking cars. And then it shows police in uniform commanding them, and then later, and this is all shot by a journalist hiding on top rooftops. She, because the real protesters are attacking police, they're attacking prisons, they're attacking government buildings, mainly the private banks, because the folks know who's they're deeper into receivership in Greece right now than we are here. So how do the cops turn the general public against the protesters, hoping they won't join them? Well, they go dress up like anarchists and go beat up old women. Burn things down, knock out shop windows. People say, look at those people attacking shops. Look at look at those anarchists attacking that old woman. But it's the cops. I mean, this is mainstream Greece TV. I mean, you can Google or YouTube, but it's all over their television news. The police are saying, oh, okay, we'll stop doing it. Denver Post headline, police attack police in staged event. Just Google that. I mean, this is really going on. I mean, I was there this year. And we couldn't be at all the protests at all times. I said, well, I didn't see police provocateuring in Denver this year. I said, but we did have reporters in Minnesota that did see it. So I said, the first time ever I haven't seen police provocateur. Well, now I have to revise it. You know, I mean, I'm fair when I don't see the cops doing bad stuff. But I saw them there. Okay, we're going to come back, take more calls, get into Gaza. What's really happening? Stay with me. You'll get the skinny on it straight ahead.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're going to get to your phone calls coming up here in about 10 minutes. Toll-free number to join us, 877-590-5525. It is the fourth day of January 2009. Hard to believe, already 4 days into a brand new year. Oh, hey, just went by in a blink. Better hold your children, kiss your wife, your husband, because life before you know it just goes by in a flash.
I can't use it anymore.
Israeli troops take a serious grip on Gaza. They invaded, of course, yesterday into the tiny piece of land. They're landlocked by Israel to the north and to the east and to the south by Egypt, formerly part of Egypt. Israeli troops take a strong grip on Gaza. They now encircle the three main cities, including Gaza City. Israeli troops and tanks split the Gaza Strip and ringed its main city on Sunday in an offensive against Hamas that has killed more than 500 Palestinians, many of them civilians. I'm proud of the fact that Infowars.com reported an hour before anybody else the headline, Israeli ground troops enter Gaza, because I was watching live press TV out of Iran feeds out of Gaza with international Iranian TV, and then I was integrating that in with the Israeli news reports with the tanks rolling forward, and they had the attitude of their tanks down flat, which meant they were shooting targets relatively close. I saw footage of carpet bombing with a type of cluster bomb meant to get rid of landmines and booby traps. And so I called Kurt Nemo up and I said, write an article saying the ground invasion has begun. And he said, are you sure? And I said, write the article. And he said, I don't usually tell my folks what to write or what to do. They've got almost complete autonomy and pretty much write what they want and cover what they want. You know, I mean, I pick them because I agree with their views. And then about 30 minutes later, he posts the story, and it says, Israeli troops prepare to invade. And I said, Kurt, just change it. Just trust me. Say they're invading. And then an hour later, it came out in Reuters and Haaretz, all over the news. Side issue, it's just that I know what I'm looking at. It didn't take much military study to know. Israeli tanks poured shells and machine gun fire into suspected militant positions and warplanes as Hamas fighters fought back with mortars and rockets. Israeli troops and tanks split the Gaza Strip in two and ringed its main city on Sunday in an offensive against Hamas that has killed more than 500 Palestinians, many of them civilians. It's killed more than 1,000, the numbers I've got. Hamas fighters kept up rocket salvos against southern Israel, defying efforts by the Middle East's most powerful army to stamp out the threat Israel has set out to achieve. European Union foreign policy chiefs launched a mission to seek a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, but acknowledged they faced a difficult task persuading the parties to stop fighting. All right, let me just stop there. You know the basics. And say this. I don't look at a political issue and say, well, you know, I've got a dog in this fight. I coldly look at it and then come to my conclusion, and then I may hotly, you know, in a very aggressive way, push the point I'm making. But there is a cold-blooded intellectual process that goes on. And the cold-blooded process is what is moral, what is right, what historically is best for liberty and freedom, especially for my nation and my family. What is in my best interest, but also balancing that with a moral compass. And so I come about that decision cold-bloodedly. You know, I get criticized by some by not attacking Israel, by not criticizing Israel for its excesses. So when I say the things I'm going to say, it is from deep study. Okay, we have been taught by our media to love and worship Israel, and that Israel can do no wrong, and that Israel's always attacked, and that Israel isn't the aggressor. Well, that isn't true. Starting in the early 1940s, the later president of Israel and others blew up British, European hotels, killed tens of thousands. This is all mainline history. Machine gun crowds bombed busy markets, attacked the Arabs, you know, the Palestinians, killed tens of thousands, but mainly targeted England, who had taken over from the Ottoman Empire there. And this was being funded by the large Bank of England, controlled by the Rothschild family that took control of the Bank of England by staging a run on it at the end of the Battle of Waterloo, claiming Napoleon had won in 1815, if you must know. That's mainline history, just not really taught in school. But it's in the mainline history books. If you wish to read the scholarly treatises on the subject, it's in Encyclopedia Britannica, if you'd like to look. So the Palestinians learned everything they're doing because it was done to them. I mean, bombing mosques, shooting crowds, and you're not supposed to talk about that. Israel's like, oh, it's so terrible. Oh, you know, they use asymmetrical warfare and low-intensity conflict, and you know, it's called terrorism. And I agree, it is terror, but they were called rebels when the Israelis did it to the Palestinians and the British. It's not called that today. And when Israel attacked the USS Liberty and tried to sink it in 67 to blame it on Egypt as a pretext for war, it was called patriotic and a dirty trick. And they tried to brush it under the rug. Earlier in 2008, got to get used to saying last year, almost said this year, 2008, the Chicago Tribune ran the headline confirming Israel attacked it in premeditated fashion. The national security tapes have been released by the NSA and that they knowingly attacked the ship to blame it on Egypt. Now, we already had the fighter pilots that refused orders three times. They liked the U.S. They didn't want to attack the ship, but they were ordered to do it. Now, thank God they kept the ship afloat and didn't sink. So, again, that's just a fact. It isn't that I even want to bash Israel. I'm not a Palestinian. I'm not an Arab. I mean, do I lose a lot of sleep at night knowing that Muslims and Christians are killing each other in Malaysia right now, even though I'm a Christian? I mean, I just know that's tribal warfare. That's always going to go on. I'm sad it's happening, but there's not much I can do to stop it. I mean, do I lose sleep at night knowing? So understand, I don't have a dog in this fight. I was brought up and conditioned to worship Israel. Israel was perfect, as pure as the driven snow, could do no wrong. So if anything, my cultural conditioning is to side with Israel. So separately and coldly from the outside of all of this, I am simply going over the facts. And what are the facts? Okay, as an American citizen, I am angry by the fact that the media insults my intelligence. Okay? They lie. And if you look at the polls in Europe, and if you watch European television, which you can get on some cable systems, dish systems, I watch live feeds online, 75% of the reporting in Europe, Western Europe, is against the United States doing this and Israel. And yes, the U.S. gave the weapons, the money to do it. If you watch England, it's 50-50. If you watch the U.S., it's 98% negative against Hamas. And they're lying. They're saying Hamas broke the ceasefire. Well, you can go watch the U.N. debates, and the UN, and I'm no fan of the U.N. They're just reporting the facts there because, you know, they'll look like fools with all these international bodies there and all these foreign countries and all these intelligence heads where it's public knowledge outside this dumbed-down, and we are the most dumbed-down people in the world now. From the smartest, most intelligent, most informed to the lowest IQs, so physical acuity, and then also our education. We're not just the worst in the industrialized world. We're 30-something overall, so we're 15 nations behind third-world countries, not just first world. So it's admitted, and Israel admits, that they have been doing targeted bombings and killings for the last 7 months in the Gaza Strip, in the three cities and outlying towns, Gaza City and others. And they promised under the ceasefire to open the border crossings up again into Israel, you know, because the people want to come clean the Israelis' houses and things. That's because they're kind of the servant class. And they're not allowed to. So Israel broke the truce. We'll come back, finish up with that.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. 877-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverInc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverInc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
So again, let's do an exercise here. If you're for the Palestinians and you're mad that I'm not coming right out and saying Israel needs to burn in hell, try being intellectual and actually listening to the facts. And if you're a Israeli or a Israel supporter, try not saying, let's kill all the Arabs and drive them into the sea. Let's try to just look at the facts here, okay? I, as an American, don't like being insulted by the media saying that Hamas fired these Katyusha rockets, very low-intensity conflict weapon, very low kill ratio. It's the equivalent of a high-tech rock. And you see the footage of the Palestinians throwing rocks or using slings. It is definitely an upgrade from that, but not much. Kills a couple people a week. It's terrible. But every week, Israel would go in and bomb what they call the illegitimate government of Hamas that won free elections there, and Israel's puppet was kicked out. What now, 2 years ago? Back in 2006, almost 3 years ago. So the media is lying about that. And that's very insulting to claim that Israel isn't shooting and bombing and killing people inside the Gaza Strip and engaging in targeted assassinations. And, I mean, if the media just be honest about it and say that these two groups are fighting with each other and just report that, and that Israel broke the ceasefire, then I would be not as outraged and insulted by it. Now, again, for several years, you didn't hear about these rockets. But then when the killings started in early 2008, Hamas started firing the rockets back into Israel. Also, Israel, about 9 months ago, cut off ships coming in with aid, ships coming in with medicine to 1.5 million people. I mean, that's a lot of folks. That's Austin, Texas, and the whole metro area, and then 300,000, 400,000 more. Imagine just everything cut off to your city. Everything cut off. That's how big the Gaza Strip is. It's the size of two districts of Columbia's. Smaller than Dallas, Texas. Area, geographically. And so imagine, they're being bombed, they're being attacked, and everything is cut off. Now, in the peace agreement, in the deal, they were supposed to be able to get medicine and supplies. They were supposed to be able to have trade. And Israel, because the Gaza Strip to its south borders Egypt, and Israel's constantly bombing any aid that attempts to come through there. And so their only border with civilization is the Mediterranean Sea, but no trade is allowed to come in. Israeli patrol boats control that, lock that down. And the most of the Palestinians do want to go into Israel. They do want to work. They do want to go work in shops and work as maids, and that's about the only jobs they're allowed to have. And they've got to go to checkpoints and wait for hours and routinely get shot for no reason. I mean, that's all over the news. But Israel won't even allow that. So you got 1,500,000 people just sitting there literally starving to death. Electricity's off most of the time, almost no medicine. Whether you love her or hate her, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, I admire her for many reasons. Interviewed her several times as well. She's in my film Matrix of Evil. You know, she comes in on this pleasure boat. They ram the front, ram the side, almost sink the ship. And the media spins it like, oh, there was a little, you know, ding on the dinghy was the CNN subheadline. A ding on the dinghy. You know, no, it was just fun, no big deal, a former congressperson almost being killed trying to bring in medical supplies. And so that's very insulting to my intelligence, to have people lying about that. And then there's also this claim that Israel is only targeting military assets, paramilitary Hamas assets. Well, again, those tunnels, the 40-plus tunnels they've destroyed, that's how the majority of the food and fuel oil and other necessities are being brought in to the country, because Israel won't allow anything in. It's total siege. Now Israel's physically gone in and encircled the three major cities, Gaza City being the biggest, to where nothing can come in. To where nothing can come in. And folks tend to, you know, dehumanize the Palestinians or say, oh, they're not even Palestinians, they're Arabs, they have no right to that land. Come on. Under the Ottoman Empire and previous empires for thousands of years, since 70 AD, Titus, the Roman general, because Judea was in revolt, went in and leveled the city of Jerusalem and basically killed the majority of the population and took the rest into slavery. So Israel, there was no Israel from 70 AD until 1947. Okay? Now, obviously, especially the Sephardic Jews out of North Africa and Spain and places, they really do have ancestors that live there. The European folks out of Russia, they just converted, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, 800 years ago, to Judaism. But that's fine if they want to try to move down there. The point is that Jews and Arabs and others lived in peace there and weren't killing each other until the 40s, when money out of England financed the overthrow of the British government there. And the British government allowed that to happen. Very bizarre, because of big payoffs that were made. And so when we hear that it's all one-sided, that is what is an insult. And then the image of tanks and Cobras, gunships and Apache gunships, And the image of F-15s and F-16s and drones and predators dropping 2,000 and 3,000 pound bombs, and the image of dead children and dead women, you know, 45% of the population of the Gaza Strip is under the age of 15. Pull that number up. You can check that number out at CIA.gov. They have their fact book there. That's where I went to check that number. 45% are under the age of 15. And so you have this exploding third world population. They're living in third world conditions. And Israel is engaging in the most ancient form of total war against that country. And, I mean, that you can say it isn't a country. It's a scrap of land. Well, I mean, those are people that did live there. Those are people that did live there when it was Egypt. Now, the bigger issue is, why won't Egypt allow them to immigrate? Why won't Syria allow them to immigrate? Well, the answer is some of them don't want to leave, but many do and aren't allowed to leave. And so, that's pretty cold-blooded. And Egypt's supposedly our ally. And by our ally, you see, I'm in that group think of I'm an American, and so they're the U.S. and Israel's ally, but Israel is controlled by the globalist. The United States is controlled by the globalist. Egypt is controlled by the globalist. Whose interests really are being served here? And so not one rocket was fired until, what, 7-8 months ago, when they started the targeting killings and breaking the deal and shutting down the border crossings for people that wanted to come in and work in Israel and Israelis who wanted to hire them. And some Arab Israelis as well that live in Israel and live in peace. So there are radicals on the Israeli side. There are radicals on the Palestinian side. But clearly, one has to overall side with the Palestinians, with the people in the Gaza Strip, because they have one of the most high-tech militaries. Israel says they're the most high-tech. There were 400 nukes and all these fighter bombers and thousands of tanks and the latest anti-missile technology, on and on and on and on. And then Israel acts like, oh, we just gave the Arabs this land, and look how mean they're acting for no reason after we gave it to them. Well, you took it away from them back during the Six-Day War. So when we come back from break, I want to go to Tom, Kathy, Kurt, Kurt's first, Logan, and others. We'll go directly to your calls on whatever subject you're calling in about. But I would imagine some of you will want to talk about the issue I just brought up. And if you disagree with me, if you think I'm being too easy on Israel, call in. Or if you think I'm being too easy on the Palestinians, you're welcome to call in at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. You're listening on AM and FM stations around the country, or shortwave or satellite or the Internet. If you're listening from all the way, goes north of Dallas, down to San Antonio, down to the beach, down to South Texas, huge footprint of the station that I transmit out of on Sundays, the mothership, where the transmission originates from. It is News Radio 590 KLBJ. That local number is 836-0590. We are live. It is January 4th, 2009. Man, that's taking some getting used to. But I want to hurry through a bunch of calls for most of the next half hour after the news, and then I'm going to get into all of the other news. But another one of the big lies is that Iran is running this whole operation. Now, that's in the LA Times today. In Gaza, the real enemy is Iran, by Yossi Klein and Michael Oren, and they say that Iran's behind it all. Well, Iran was behind Hezbollah, Shiite, in Lebanon. Yes, but Iran is not behind Hamas. And by the way, the big dirty secret, you can Google this and read this in Israeli papers, Israel.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
For fact, rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
25 Central Texas firefighters trained to battle blazes.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, LBJ, Austin, Texas.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. Gaza officials say at least 31 civilians have been killed as Israeli forces continue their ground offensive. Troops and tanks have cut the coastal territory into two. The Israeli military say several dozen militants have been killed. This is British Prime Minister Gordon Brown.
The very events that we're seeing emphasize what the real challenge is. Israel needs to be secure. Palestine needs to be viable. Palestine needs to have humanitarian support, and the Palestinians, of course, need that. The Israelis need to be sure of the security.
And sounds from Beirut, where security officials in Lebanon say police have fired tear gas to keep scores of demonstrators from reaching the U.S. Embassy compound. They say about 250 demonstrators protesting Israel's ground attack on the Gaza Strip tried to cut through barbed wire police had placed on a road leading to the embassy. This is IRN USA Radio News.
The pit bulls at the credit card company made my life miserable with their 25 calls a day.
How would you like to be out of credit card debt in as little as 12 to 36 months? If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card bills, you could save thousands of dollars by starting with a free, no-obligation consultation from Acopia Consulting.
The staff at Acopia was just great. I would call to talk and they would settle me down.
Acopia Consulting is a professional debt negotiation firm. They work on your side to settle your debt for less than what you owe. They negotiate your credit card bills, department store debt, and medical bills down to an amount you can afford. Individual results may vary, not available in all states.
I can't tell you what a relief it is to have that load off my shoulders.
Find out how much you can save. Call for a free, no obligation consultation now. 800-431-9202. That's 800-431-9202. 800-431-9202. 800-431-9202.
The Obamas are arriving in Washington ahead of a big day for the youngest ones. Here's Sagar Magani.
The inauguration's still more than 2 weeks off, and the president-elect's traditional residence still isn't available. But the Obamas are making an early appearance in the Capitol because 10-year-old Malia and 7-year-old Sasha start school tomorrow, their first day at the Tony Sidwell Friends School. While they get acclimated to new digs, their dad will be on familiar turf. The president-elect's due to meet with congressional leaders to push ahead on an economic stimulus package he hopes to enact soon after taking office. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
And the Pakistani Army says it's discovered a van packed with almost 900 pounds of explosives during a raid in a tribal region near the Afghan border. It says the militants planned to use the vehicle in a suicide bombing. 6 suspected militants were arrested in the raid. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
If you're paying your credit cards with credit cards, or maybe some other crisis in your life made you fall behind on your bills, there is a light at the end of the tunnel with Consumer Credit of America. They can help you find your way out of the debt trap and find financial freedom. Call now, 877-348-FREE. That's 877-348-FREE. Or visit them on the web at ccofamerica.com. 877-348-FREE. Not available in all states.
Before he heads to Washington tomorrow to lay claim to a Senate seat doiled out by disgraced Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, Roland Burris will address his supporters in Chicago. He's likely to get a much frostier reception at the Capitol, where Senate Democrats have said they will reject any Blagojevich appointment. This is Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
Blagojevich obviously is a corrupt individual. I think that's pretty clear. And the reason that he's done what he's done is divert attention from the arrest that was just made of him.
And more on the Israelis and Palestinians. Israel doesn't seem concerned about some international demonstrations against the offensive. Here's Aaron Heller.
Israel's pointing out they're making this distinction between protests of the public opinion in Western countries and those of the government. So far, no real diplomatic pressure on Israel, not from Europe, not from even Arab states around Israel like Jordan and Egypt.
Israeli President Shimon Peres says Israel is right to take action against Hamas.
We carry the greatest weapon on earth, which is justice.
And Chief Palestinian Negotiator Saeb Erkoçet says the problems in the Middle East cannot be discussed until there's a ceasefire in Gaza.
I believe the focus should be on one thing at this particular point, and that is to stop all attacks against Gaza from Israel. We believe once this is achieved, we can talk about all other issues.
I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
ABC News reporting President-elect makes new pitch, promises on job creation, including 600,000 new government employees on top of George Bush, tripling the size of government. And that's change you can believe in. We're going to get into that. Pat Robertson saying God says U.S. will accept socialism, that it's going to be good and fix our problems. So, I mean, total sellout. Both parties, they're taking over with big government and taxes and regulation. Incredible. The Huffington Post comes out, big liberal site, admitting the UN is funding forced abortion and infanticide and eugenics. But Pat Robertson is endorsing forced abortion in China. I mean, everything is upside down. Everything is upside down. So we'll be going over that as well. Some other news reports that I have here in front of me is Yellowstone earthquakes raise fears. You know, all of Yellowstone is a giant caldera, or that is the cone of a volcano. In fact, that's just the center of the cone. And top geologists, top volcanologists are saying they believe it erupted a few million years ago and destroyed the equivalent, would have killed everything in the four western states that Yellowstone's right in the middle of. They say there is a good chance it could erupt. Even the Dallas Morning News had the headline, you know, is it going to blow? I have the headline here out of AOL News, Yellowstone earthquakes raise fears. They had a whole bunch of earthquakes yesterday there, and the whole thing is rising. Other parts are sinking. They believe it could blow sky high. Look, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but there were a lot of volcanologists and geologists that said, seismologists that said, of all those disciplines, that they thought Mount St. Helens was going to blow. And that is tiny compared what happened in 1980 to what would happen if the big one. I mean, this is a super prehistoric volcano. In all of human recorded history, nothing's ever blown this big. So literally, goodbye, America. And they're talking about a 20-point reduction on average temperatures. If this happens, just the dust in the air. All right, I'm done talking about it. I'm going to get into it more later. Let's go to your calls right now. If you don't believe me, just Google Yellowstone and click news. There's hundreds of mainstream articles saying this could be the big one. I'm not saying that. They're saying that. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Kurt in Ohio. Kurt, thanks for holding.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Man, I have a little story I wanted to tell you about real quick. It happened on New Year's Eve, and it kind of goes along with your little rant that you had Friday, which I must say is my favorite by far. I celebrated the New Year's at midnight by, you know, 9/11 was an inside job. I didn't use the traditional pots and pans. I had a few officers patrolling the area. They proceeded to pull in front of my house. Mind you, I'm inside my house. They shine their spotlights up in my window. The one proceeded to call me a retard and threatened to put me in jail if I kept using profanity. I was not using profanity.
Well, you should have videotaped that and put it on YouTube. It'd have a million views right now.
Yeah, I know it.
Look, they got decent video cameras that are just basically a camera hooked up to a memory stick for like $100. I mean, everybody needs to have one of these and be like Quick Draw McGraw, like a gunslinger, but it's a video camera.
I'm actually in the process of getting one of them little flip cameras.
So what were you doing to have the police? Well, listen, we had a Ron Paul supporter arrested, a bunch of them, for their signs protesting on streets. We had people that had an American flag upside down and a Ron Paul sign. The cops busted in the house without a warrant, beat them up, took them to jail. That was in South Carolina. That was mainstream news. They're crazy, some of them. They think we don't have a First Amendment. What were you doing to make them come to your house?
I was hanging out my window yelling that 9/11 was an inside job, that we need to fight these global fascist elite.
That's good. I tell everybody to go out, stick your head out the window, and tell them you're mad as hell. You're not going to take it anymore.
No, I've done that too, buddy.
Beautiful.
Hey, I wanted to know real quick, it's like I'm holding a screening here in the Dayton area of your movie Endgame. I was wondering if I could plug that real quick.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm having it at the Neon Theater in Dayton, Ohio, January 17th. That's 130 East 5th Street. It'll be from noon to 3. It'll be a $5 donation to the Feel Good Foundation. I will have free copies of your movie Endgame and possibly a few more movies. So I encourage everybody to come on out.
All right, buddy. Good to hear from you. Yeah, I let folks do these free screenings. I guess that one really isn't, but c'est la vie. Just want to get the word out. That's the only goal here. Let's talk to Kathy in Virginia. Thanks for holding, Kathy.
Thank you for taking my call. I've had two really burning questions about national service. Now, for me, I'm a 58-year-old woman with a bad back and not too much stamina. Two questions. One, what type of activities would they have me doing for national service?
Okay, let's be clear. You will have to, it's like if you get tickets and they claim you've got to go clean the side of the highway up because you got caught littering. Well, now it'll just be everybody. And then if you don't show up, they'll issue a warrant. And then if you resist, they will come to your house with guns. And if you don't come out, they'll kill you. I mean, this is government. This is like the Soviet Union. And I've got 8 different clips of Rahm Emanuel telling TV that this will be forced. It was on the Obama Change.gov website. Later, if we have time, I'm going to play some clips of that. In fact, Jaron, go to Infowars.com. It's still one of the headlines. We reposted a clip of him on C-SPAN admitting it's going to be forced for everybody. Try to find that. If not, because I want to play that before the show ends. I forgot to give that to you because people don't believe this. But Obama's on tape saying that you're going to have the Secure Corps. That's a group of 1 million tattletales. As big as the military, domestically, that's a quote from Obama, you're then going to have at least 1 million seniors. And so they're going to find the idiots that will sign up to do this first, but then others will be forced by them. I mean, they're proposing it. I'm not saying they're going to be able to get away with it. And then you're also going to have your junior high and then high school students, they say, serve hundreds of hours a year. And they say, don't worry. As soon as you graduate, it's only 3 months, but then you're in military boot camp for domestic operations to be called up anytime they want you. This is all proposed. This has been proposed. They're really pushing it, and it's bipartisan. Bill Clinton started it. George Bush started pushing it, and now Barack Obama is doing it.
people now? Would they have someone, like older persons, are we going to be forced to leave our homes for months at a time to go serve in the Iraq War? Or are we going to be forced to go out after work and work all evening after working all
day? Yes, but here's the deal. They're going to bankrupt the economy to where you've got to go do it. And the government's going to give you a national ID card. I saw Homeland Security say this 5 years ago, that will have your credits put on it. So we're shifting over to a total cashless society where everything you do is tracked and traced and controlled. And so they say, okay, fine, you don't want to come out and do work brigade stuff, work at the highway or spy on your neighbors or spy on farmers and ranchers. You don't want to be part of this. Fine, you just won't get the money on your credit card. So this is the total control, and that's what Pat Robertson's the Judas Goat is shelling mainline conservatives on doing now. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and start playing Rahm Emanuel right now. Here it is. Go ahead and play that clip.
The word universal comes through a lot. Universal will scare some people. They will think the government program. The idea of universal citizen service. Mm-hmm. You have to participate.
Citizenship is not an entitlement program. It comes with responsibilities. Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training and understanding in a kind of civil defense. That universal sense of service, somewhere between ages 18 and 25, will give Americans, once again, a sense of what they are to be American and their contribution to a country and a common experience. And you look at World War II, and that was a draft, but this is not a draft, it's a universal service. It is not an accident that we started our big march towards civil rights and expanding post-World War II because the country came through an experience together.
So is this compulsory then?
Well, you have to, in the sense it's a required of everybody, 18 to 25, 3 months, because I think anytime somebody serves their country in some capacity, we're going to be stronger for it.
All right, stop right there, because there are two more clips. Now, that was on C-SPAN. With his head up there saying it. He wrote a book about it. Now, word for word, but more, it said seniors, junior high school, everybody, up until age 65. And then they say above 65. On the website, change.gov, and then it made national news that they then took it off after we reported on it. But the point is, we have clips of Obama and Rahm Emanuel saying the same thing in other clips, and now they're moving ahead with it. Stay with us.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Aches and pains, or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue.
is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I mean, what do I say about that C-SPAN clip? And I've got a problem on this show. I was looking at all the clips last night because I wanted to address this issue of forced compulsory service to the federal government under Obama that the federal government's been setting up for decades quietly. They shut up the draft boards again, all of it. And I've probably got 2 hours of Rahm Emanuel and Barack Obama and others in his administration saying, well, it's not going to be compulsory. You just have to do it. Well, it's not a draft. It's universal service. And then the reporters say, but from the New York Daily News and C-SPAN and ABC, but you're going to have to do it. Yes, you have to by law. And all they're announcing on TV, all they'll talk about on TV, is the 18 to 24, everybody that graduates has to do military training for the armed services. It is a draft. And now they've made the National Guard under NORTHCOM, and they're basically abolishing it, and they're saying they'll use National Guard on the streets of America. Well, where's Obama going to get his million-person army as big as the military? That's it. But in change.gov, and we copied it all before they pulled it down, it's the word-for-word what's in Rahm Emanuel's book. It states that junior high school, they're going to be involved. And then we have the program that Clinton started that Bush expanded called Secure Corps, where they train them with M16s, warrant service, checkpoints. I mean, high schoolers with guns helping the police. If that isn't Pol Pot, I don't know what is. If that isn't Soviet Russia, if that isn't Hitler Jugend, I mean, I don't know what it is. And I've got clip after clip, and then every time we post these clips on Infowars.com, people go into the comment section and say, this is an edited video, this is fake, this isn't real. Obama, we love Obama. I mean, you people are in denial about this. Obama. I mean, and it's like, you evil right-wing racist, you just hate him because he's black. No, I hate his policies, and I hated John McCain's policies. But stuff's going to get bad under Obama. I have never seen government get more behind somebody, both parties. You notice he keeps saying it's all nonpartisan, we're all going to work together. Well, that's true because the global corporate takeover of the United States is now happening. Just like the private foreign banks will loot a third world country, they're doing it now. And you've got the Republicans lining up to support Barack Obama, the guy who spearheaded the banks taking over this country with the banker bailout that gave him immunity and unlimited power. So let's go ahead and play a clip before we go back to your calls of Barack Obama from this weekend's presidential radio address. And it says, we're changing. We're doing this different. There'll be total oversight of the $1 trillion. That's what it says on paper. he says $700 billion, they use that number again, that will be a stimulus. Now that's to select groups to carry out setting up the new environmental taxes to regulate and control us, these youth corps. I mean, I've read the fine print. But he said with the banking takeover, it had total transparency and oversight. But in there, it says there can be no oversight by law. Imagine passing a law where there can be no oversight of the private banks. So here is Obama in the radio address.
And this plan must be designed in a new way. We can't just fall into the old Washington habit of throwing money at the problem.
Stop there. We must not fall in the old Washington habit of throwing money at it. And then it's going to all his select cronies. I mean, his administration is so corrupt. You thought Bill Clinton was bad. You thought George Bush was bad. I mean, this guy, Richardson, just had to step down because of all this questionable stuff going on with, you know, he gets tens of millions of money for a construction firm, then he gets $100,000+. I mean, this guy has Resco and terrorist and every poverty pimp and every corrupt person and Governor Blagojevich. I mean, his best buddy, controlled by Rahm Emanuel. Obama and Rahm Emanuel were both protégés of Blagojevich, and Obama were both protégés of Rahm Emanuel, who's not even really a U.S. citizen. He's an IDF soldier. What is it, a new prerequisite in our government? You've got to be an IDF government person, be the head of Homeland Security, to be the head attorney general, to be the chief of staff. I mean, you know, this is getting to be a problem. I'm against Arnold. He's from Austria. I don't want foreigners over here being our governors. I'm not just picking on Israel. I mean, it's normal to not want this. Go back to it.
Strategic investments that will serve as a down payment on our long-term economic future. We must demand vigorous oversight and strict accountability for achieving results. And we must restore fiscal responsibility and make the tough choices so that as the economy recovers, the deficit starts to come down. That is how we will achieve the number one goal of my plan, which is to create 3 million new jobs, more than 80% of them in the private sector.
600,000 government.
To put people back to work today and reduce our dependence on foreign oil tomorrow.
Pause again. Exactly what the CFR and others have said. Government money now, these will really be government jobs, all 3 million, not just the 600,000, it'll be pure government, because it'll be private select inside corporations that made campaign contributions that will get that money, and now you'll be government beholden. So now the government's fully taking over what's left of the free market. They promised that NAFTA and GATT would save us. They promised that globalism and the service economy would be great. All that did was let the bankers get total control of our economy, where we're totally dependent on them. Back to the liar.
Double renewable energy production and renovate public buildings to make them more energy efficient. To build a 21st century economy, we must engage contractors across the nation to create jobs, rebuilding our crumbling roads, bridges, and schools.
All right, hit pause there. Bush signed an executive order a year ago when the state started passing laws against taking our paid-for roads and making them toll roads. Bush signed an executive order saying if you take highway funds, you've got to give your existing roads to foreign offshore Spanish and Dutch and other companies to then put toll roads. And then big studies have been done. You'll have a road that'll make $50, $60, $70 billion for a state over 20 years. They'll get it for $500 million. It's a fire sale. But it's not privatization. It's globalist companies coming in and looting the nation. Back to the liar.
Save not only jobs, but money and lives. We will update and computerize our healthcare system to cut red tape.
Stop there. Yeah, Bush, remember 6 years ago, got a law passed about protecting your privacy? My dad's a dentist, I happen to know. But it's on record. It actually federalized all your doctors and dentists, put them under federal control, where every prescription you get, whether it's for a diaphragm or prescription antibiotics, is instantly uploaded to the feds, violation of the Fourth Amendment, total surveillance. So total federalization of healthcare, making everybody computerize and go under their control and federal regulation, just like Know Your Customer now under the Patriot Act when you buy a car or a house or a boat. They put you through anti-terror laws, which violate your privacy. So it's the government tracking every purchase you make, everything you do. Back to the liar. See how it all sounds good? But if you know what each program does, it's a nightmare. Back to him.
Reduce healthcare costs by billions of dollars each year.
Oh, yeah.
To make America and our children a success in this new global economy.
Hit pause.
We will build.
Globalism is a private group of banks looting sovereign nations. They want to destroy economies so they can consolidate them. That's even in the Financial Times of London. They are engineering this. Back to him.
21st century classrooms, labs, and libraries.
All right, stop there. That's pure federalization and computer labs where your textbooks are on your computer. All the children get laptops, so everything is federally controlled, Soviet-style curriculum. Continue.
Put more money into the pockets of hardworking families. We will provide direct tax relief to 95% of American workers.
Stop right there. His tax plan's been analyzed. It actually taxes the top 20% of earners, and that will cause businesses to shut down and layoffs to happen, and you just won't have a job. But that's okay. You can be part of his little tattletale core. Then they want to start a new increase in sales taxes nationwide. They want to have a federal sales tax. They want to have an increase in gas taxes. New York State just passed 88 new taxes. Let's continue.
I look forward to meeting next week in Washington with leaders from both parties to discuss this plan. I'm optimistic that if we come together to seek solutions...
Come together with total pork barrel and the complete takeover of the society. Logan and many others, your calls straight ahead when we get back. Stay with me.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
Make no mistake, this nation is running with the devil. Ruthless, powerful Fortune 500 companies, the top 20 of them, owned by the private banks, are ruthless and are financially capturing the United States in a military fashion and openly saying they'll use 20,000 battle-hardened U.S. troops as well as a million-man youth corps against the American people. This is classical tyranny. This is textbook tyranny, the worst elements of Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Communist China, Fidel's Cuba. Meanwhile, we always have Pat Robertson criticizing Hugo Chavez of Venezuela for his socialist activities. I don't agree with socialism, but it's actually real socialism where they're really taking government land and internationalist land that have been robbed before and giving it to the people with deeds. Well, see, Pat Robertson doesn't like that, but when it's, quote, socialism where the big banks take over what's left of the economy and then we're plantation sharecroppers working for them, well, he's all for it. That's coming up. But right now, let's blitz through your phone calls. Let's talk to Logan in Missouri. Logan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. What's up?
Going out worldwide, sir.
Yes, I know. I was going to cover what I thought the best of the year and the worst of the year was first, and then a prediction.
Go ahead and hit us.
All right. I think that the worst of the year, like, we didn't cover enough. I think the Con, even though there's not much info about it. And I think the best that you did was the RNC and DNC coverage was amazing.
Well, for those that don't know, a Con is a constitutional convention. They're two states away from having one. They could abolish the entire Bill of Rights. And if they get one, you know they're going to try it. We got to fight those where it's happening in Ohio and one other state. They get those final two, they win. A very serious fight. Continue.
Yes, and I think that people are going to really see what Obama is like this year. I hope people actually start waking up.
Hold on, Obama supporters. We had some John McCain supporters. Hold on, they're calling in too. Hold on, you guys, stop it. Don't you know both parties are controlled by the foreign bank? Stop it. Wake up. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know how that is. Oh,
that's
I know.
The Obama supporter hotline.
Yeah, speaking about Friday, man, you really pumped me up. That was some righteous anger.
You know what happened? There's two different YouTube videos of my prisonplanet.tv where we go live the last 2 hours of the radio show. Over 100,000 views on that video that I saw just in a cursory look. And look, in one day, because the videos went up yesterday, 100,000 views on YouTube in one day of the three different videos I saw. That is power packed right there. That means it'll be a million within a week. I like it when just, you know, one little attack pattern hits the enemy hard.
Yeah, it was crazy. I also really like hearing about the kid Wanick. He's really brave. I really, that's pretty inspiring.
Yeah, 14-year-old there in his school deprogramming the slaves.
Exactly.
Fighting back inside the re-education camp.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing that I've been trying to get St. Louis changed together, and it just kind of fell apart, and I was going to be a member of that, and that didn't go well.
Well, you know what? Start another 9/11 Truth group or Patriot group. Logan in Austin, Texas. You're on the air, Logan.
Yeah, I wanted to get your take on something. I was looking on a website. It's called the American Patriot Friends Network. And I've looked at this before. It deals with the connection with the IRS, the U.S., Great Britain, and the Pope.
So, you know, I'm not really familiar with that particular group, but I mean, what's the point?
Well, it basically says, in a nutshell, the IRS is a company who milks the cows in the U.S.
Yes, you write your check
to
the private Federal Reserve, and it only goes to interest on the debt. Ronald Reagan talked about that when he was first elected until he suddenly got shot by the gentleman who was having dinner with the Bush family the night before. That's mainstream news. But very, very serious.
So the U.S., it's the United States and Inc. Incorporated. It's the veterinarian who takes care of the herd, and Great Britain is the owner of the farm in fee.
Well, I mean, here's the problem, and I've studied these similar groups. But getting a weird feedback there on my line, I guess that's the network feed going up the satellite. I'll tell you, that board in there is having some problems. There's a lot of truth to that. I don't know about this particular group, but there's also a lot of disinfo. Like people saying, well, you can just opt out of the IRS and they'll leave you alone. You notice that Wesley Snipes tried that. It's criminal. And we didn't have an IRS till 1913. It is for the private Federal Reserve. It is a tax directly to the bankers. They have used it to take over our society. It is bad. But the problem is they use criminal enforcement to come after you if you don't play their game. But even if you do pay them, they cheat you a nickel and dime you and go after you. But big corporations, I saw a report that Goldman Sachs paid 1% tax in 2008 and 2007. You can just Google that. It was in the New York Times. So the big corporations, they don't pay taxes. It's all selectively enforced. All they do is basically take the money. Let's go ahead and take another call. I'm hurrying here through the calls. Let's talk to James in Hutto, Texas. You're on the air, James.
Hey, Alex. I've been listening to a lot of your stuff. I love that you interviewed Peter Schiff, so I've been looking at Peter Schiff a lot, Gerald Celente, Jim Rogers. I've been saving the clips offline, so if they take them off, that, you know, I could show them to people. And you said something a little while ago about the Gaza Strip, and I just wanted you to expand on that, Israel took the Gaza in the Six-Day War, but in your view, what was the cause of the Six-Day War? From my understanding, you know, Israel was just defending themselves and took over that land, but is there another viewpoint that I need to hear, or, you know?
Oh, there's no doubt, but the Arabs point out that Israel wasn't there until 1947. Israel wasn't there from 70 AD.
Right, right.
Or roughly 17... No, no, excuse me, not 17... 1930 years. 1908 years. I don't know. Let's do the math here. Let me just stop on air and try to do the math. Let me see. In 70 AD, this happened. So that would be 1938 years. 1,938 years. That's right, isn't it? I'm not good at math while I'm live on air.
You're the same as me on the math.
So, I mean, they weren't there for over 1,900 years. And the Jews that were there lived in peace with the Arabs. And then the Bank of England financed a terrorism against the British government. They kicked the British government out and basically just took over a few cities. And then from there, they started terror attacks all around to drive the Arabs out, and it worked successfully. So the Arabs got mad about that in 67. Now, again, I'm not an Israeli. I'm not a Palestinian.
Right.
So I'm just intellectually stating the facts here. What does that sound like to you? I mean, does that sound fair and nice to you?
I love hearing both sides. I lean more to Israeli side and stuff, but I don't want to just lean that.
Well, the point is you never hear the other side.
Right.
And then our media, our corporate-controlled media, is on there every day telling us that Hamas broke the ceasefire. When they didn't, it's on record they didn't. It's on record that Israel shut down the border crossings for people that needed to go in for work. That was part of the deal, and started targeted assassinations and bombings.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why is our media lying to us? That's insulting our intelligence. That's the issue. The issue is they're lying. I don't like being propagandized.
Right.
And listen, foreign governments are always trying to take over nations. Why did the founding fathers say you had to be natural born, 35 years old, to run for president? Because the Austrians, at the very time of the founding of this country, had just taken over Poland and two other countries by sending princelings in with money to get financed to take over the governments in those fledgling democracies there. So we have a problem with foreign governments taking us over. Now, when we get known admitted Israelis, dual citizens, being the Attorney General, Mukasey, being the head of Homeland Security, Chertoff, and now the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, the list goes on and on. That's why you got all these professors and institutions and people saying this is wrong. I'm against Arnold Alo Schwarzenegger. I made a film about it. You know, that's how serious, you know, it's a three-hour film. The last hour is about Schwarzenegger and his father, the SS officer. I'm against an Austrian, being governor. We need American-born, but there's no law against that. Well, he says he wants to be president on 60 Minutes 2 weeks ago. I'm against Arnold. Okay, so it's not just some particular dislike of Israel. I don't want Russians coming over here and suddenly popping up everywhere in government, running things. And it's becoming a serious issue, and I'm tired of it. And the Israeli lobby gives money to gun control groups and all this other stuff in America. And I'm sorry, the Second Amendment comes first. Okay, I'm going to come back and go to Mark, Brandon, Kelly, and George. I'm going to give each 1 minute. Because I got to play Pat Robertson. Now, he's running TV ads saying global warming's real, we got to pay a global tax. Total sellout to sell Christians on going, well, it's of the Lord, God says. We're going to come back. He's for socialism.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The Ionic Zone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger Keychain is a great way to surprise.
Here's Gem, premium omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated Sunday edition. Weekdays, I'm on AM and FM across the country. Satellite, shortwave, internet at InfoWars.com. You can always subscribe to the free podcast. Go to the listen page at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Other websites are JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net, ArnoldExposed.com. WhatIsTheEndgame.com. I keep going if you'd like. We are waging war against corruption. We are crashing the lies and disinformation. Okay, let's jam in some final phone calls before I play Pat Robertson trying to Judas goat lead his little slaves into the execution pens of the New World Order. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, Alex, great to speak with you. Alex, you know, last week, I believe it was, that you mentioned in one show that Israel was actually responsible for the main financing that was behind the formation of Hamas. And if I'm wrong on that fact, please tell me now.
Yeah, no, it's United Press International, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post. I mean, you can Google it. We reposted those stories. I mean, I'm just reporting what the Israeli press is saying. They created it to attack and go after the PLO.
Right. And they have perpetuated it, though. Actually, I don't think Hamas could have gotten into legislative power as they have. I don't know what the status
is. That could be. We don't know. I mean, Israel's admitted they created Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't understand, that's called the Great Game. It's divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on now.
But on the assumption that they are actually perpetrating, because that's what it looks like. It doesn't look logical to interpret it any other way, because it doesn't make sense on the face of it that, you know, they wouldn't.
Well, no, you see, it does make sense. I'm not saying what's happened. We don't know. It'll always come out later. You know, we don't claim to be all-knowing. We just study history and then find out once it's admitted. So much of this stuff is admitted. It's just not, you know, widely publicized.
Right.
What we know is that that the 1.5 million people there have elected Hamas. The food and water has been shut off. The ceasefire was not followed by Israel on record. The only place in the world where they lie to the public is the U.S. Everywhere else it's admitted. And so what do? They want to bring it to a crisis, I guess, to try to force Israel's hand. But that's not going to happen either. But it could be staged. I don't know.
Well, if the actual pivot point of the Middle East exploding, it seems to be the conventional wisdom in recent years that it would always be set off by an incident around Israel. Israel would be concerned somehow.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, all of a sudden, they want to reapprove NAFTA and GATT. All of a sudden, India and Pakistan are massing troops, talking about going to thermal nuclear war. All of a sudden, the United States stages attacks against Russian-held areas of South Ossetia and Georgia. All of a sudden, and Obama says, get ready for something unpopular the day I'm elected or the day I'm sworn in. So, I mean, regardless, Israel, take their president right now. He had a 32% approval rating. Now it's almost 60%. So, see, this is popular for him with upcoming elections. So there's no doubting that. George in Texas, you're on the air.
Happy New Year, Alex. First Sunday broadcast of the year.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I remember Pat Robertson. I think he posted on your website that Pat Robertson predicted chaos in the cities around fall time. It never happened.
Yeah, he said nukes were going to go off. I mean, look, about 80% of what he says is wrong. I went back to his predictions last year. He goes, oh, but I told you the economy would be in trouble. I was right about that. But now he's saying, if you listen to him, he says, Americans will accept socialism because it will help them, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. And he's selling it as if it's good because he's an establishment person, and the entire establishment is behind domesticating the people. This is not socialism. The majority of our tax money will be given to private corporations as a payoff to go along with the offshore banks stealing $8.5 trillion so far.
Oh, Alex, also, too... It seemed like when I listen to his predictions, and it sounds more like talking points.
No, that's it. He's telling the public what the establishment wants you to hear. Brandon in South Carolina, he's there to neutralize and control Christian conservatives because they're great folks by and large and would be quintessential enemies of the New World Order and socialism and gun control and abortion. That's why he comes out and says China's doing good with abortion. Remember that 6 years ago? I mean, this guy, and people go, well, it's of the Lord. Abortion's now of the Lord. No, it's not. Even if you're not a Christian, it's evil. But now, see, I'm an evil commie because I'm against abortion. Conservatism is abortion. See how they're flip-flopping? They're really showing their colors right now here in the endgame. Brandon in South Carolina. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to mention that a lot of your callers call in all the time, and they ask, you know, what can we do, get on the Internet and talk to people and spread the information and wake people up. Well, I'm just here to say that we're awake, and it is time to do something.
Well, everybody's not awake. We've probably woken up 20% of the public. The rest know something's wrong. Now's the time to wake them up. There's a great video somebody edited. It's a masterpiece up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com titled How to Stop the New World Order. Go watch that video.
Maybe only 20% is awake, but
you know what? Maybe 5% was awake 10 years ago, and people told me, "Alex, it's time. Let's get physical." We've woken up as many as we can. No, we're finally waking everybody up because the enemy's finally admitting their new world order. It's finally out in the open.
Right. I totally agree with everything you're saying, and I'm not advocating violence. I say, you know, back in the early times. In the first presidential, during the first presidents, you could walk into the White House if you had a problem with the with the government. And
that's right. They're sequestering themselves in an armored fortress because they're owned by offshore banks.
Yeah, so what we need to do is we need to get together with every organization that has a problem with government and go and sit on the White House lawn and demand to speak to somebody.
Well, I agree. That's part of the solution, but there's many others. Take over your local governments peacefully through the political process. This is all unpopular, what the globalists are doing. All we've got to do is stand up and say no to their system, and we're going to win. I'll jam in Osama in Virginia, Kelly in Michigan, and Patience in California if I have time. But I've got to go ahead and get to this clip of Pat Robertson playing the part of the Judas goat. The Judas goat is a trained goat who leads the other goats in to be slaughtered because they trust him. He leads them into the slaughter pen. And Pat Robertson, I've got him on tape saying, thumb scanning to buy and sell is of the Lord. Those videos are up on my site. All of this police state's good, that we need to assassinate foreign leaders. He does these global warming ads saying it's real. He's a total sellout. This guy is totally under the globalist control to neutralize Christian conservatives. Then he said 6 years ago that China had good family planning, good, you know, that forced abortions is bad, but they're doing what they have to do. So that was an endorsement of that. And I had Christians call me and say, yeah, he did say it, but don't you dare bash him. I mean, this is sick, folks. This guy has gone 180 degrees from what he was 20 years ago when he wrote the New World Order. So let's go ahead and play this clip. Now listen to him. See, he says, well, they're going to want socialism because it's going to ease their pain. And there's no way you can stop it. And this big group of people are like, okay, we can't fight it. God told Pat, you can't stop socialism. You can't. You know what? We're going to fight Obama's gun ban. He did vote for gun ban. He does support total gun ban in D.C. and Chicago. He has said on record, under law, they can ban your guns. It's a total fraud. He is coming for your guns. Bush didn't triple the size of the BATF for nothing. These guys all work together. They're front men. Go ahead and go to the clip.
So here are some of the things that I feel are going to be happening in 2009. The Lord said, the economy of your nation will recover. The steps taken will lead to a dramatic increase
in
the power.
Stop there. Back it up a few seconds. See, the steps taken will increase the power of the government, but he goes on to say it will fix the economy. He says the economy will get better, though. So the message is it's good. And then he says there's no way you can stop this. Here it is. This is so sick.
Of your nation will recover. The steps taken will lead to a dramatic increase in the power of government. The people will welcome socialism in order to relieve their pain. Nothing will stand in the way of a plan by Obama to restructure the economy in the same fashion as the New Deal in the 30s. America will never again have the power in the world that it has enjoyed since World War II. With no strong leadership, dangerous dictators will arise in various parts of the world.
All right, let's stop there. The globalists have said in hundreds of publications, Financial Times 3 weeks ago, and now for World Government, and the editor of Foreign Affairs comes out and says, we set up world government, we're bringing down the United States, we're going to bankrupt you, we're going to set up a world government based basically in the European Union, all the evils of the world government will be blamed on the U.S., they will pose as the savior. See, that's Obama's job. And so here he is saying, America's ending, there's nothing you can do to stop it. And then he goes on later in the clip, you can watch it again up on Infowars.com, WorldNet Daily also reported on it. Just type Pat Robertson socialism into YouTube. You can watch the full clip. He goes on and on. And he says God directly beamed this into his head, okay, that you cannot stop socialism. You cannot stop the restructuring. But this isn't the New Deal with people building dams and bridges and electrical co-ops and farms, which was bad enough. Watch the Grapes of Wrath. That's accurate. 7 million people starved to death. Government engineered the Depression with the private Federal Reserve to consolidate wealth. That's been declassified. They admit in this disgusting piece. Oh, it's just so sick. It is so absolutely sick to see all of this happening and all of this going on. They are orchestrating the crisis. They are domesticating you. They are enslaving you. You have to say no to it. Government's not your friend. It's been hijacked by foreign banks. God bless you all. See you at InfoWars.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free 877-807-4444. 48. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at gcnlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365.